Good morning to all. In Matthew chapter 1, we can read the genealogy of Jesus the Messiah, Jesus' human pedigree, if you will. It starts out in verse 1, quote, "This is the genealogy of Jesus the Messiah, the son of David, son of Abraham." Now the next 15 verses list the different fathers in the heritage of Jesus, from Abraham to Joseph, all the way down to verse 16 where it says, quote, "Joseph, the husband of Mary, and Mary was the mother of Jesus, who was called the Messiah." Now, typically, women were not mentioned in Jewish genealogies such as this. Only the fathers are listed. But along with Mary, Matthew's genealogy surprisingly mentions four other women in the line of Jesus, namely Tamar, Rahab, Ruth, and Uriah's wife, who was Bathsheba. Now, why did Matthew do that? He didn't have to list those particular women. Listing only the fathers would have been very sufficient and actually the normal way to record a genealogy. Friends, I believe Matthew listed the women for specific reasons. By Matthew listing these women, it demonstrates the coming of Jesus would take down many barriers. Let me explain what I mean. First of all, having women listed in the genealogy demonstrates the barrier between men and women is being broken down. The old concept was now gone. Men and women now stand equally in front of God. Secondly, three of these women were not Israelites. Tamar was a Canaanite woman. Rahab was from Jericho. And Ruth was a Moabite. Neither was from the line of Israel. Therefore, this demonstrates the barrier between Jews and Gentiles was coming down. In other words, there is no, quote, pure race. And thirdly, the barrier between saint and sinner is also coming down. Remember, Rahab was a prostitute. Bathsheba was an adulterous woman. Each one of these, quote, sinners were prominently listed in the genealogy of the Messiah, Jesus Christ. I believe that this shows that God, for his purposes, can use those who have sinned and may have sinned greatly. Friends, remember, Jesus said that he came to call sinners to repentance. Brethren, the precious little baby who grew up to be the man Jesus, who became our Savior, he came to save us all, male and female, Jew and Gentile, sinners and saints. Amen.